Welcome to Felon, True Crime Podcast. Christmas mini episode, Nightmare on Crown Street. Listeners are again advised that this episode contains descriptions of extreme violence. For many, Christmas carries with it connotations of love, joy and peace. It's the time to enjoy the company of friends and family, a time to eat, drink and be merry. A time to drift into nostalgia of Christmas's past. But for some, the festive season carries with it bitter memories. Memories of loss, heartache and grief. Memories of loved ones who were taken far before their time, and in a vast number of cases, taken in the most extreme and violent manner. This is a story of one Christmas that will be forever etched in the memory of those affected by it. Christmas Eve, 1988, the inner eastern Sydney suburb of Surry Hills would play host to a little known but extremely brutal crime. Scattered along Crown Street were a number of boarding houses. Many of these boarding houses were originally double-story terrace homes that were converted to sleep two or three transients in each room. It was in one of these unassuming converted terraces that two lives would be lost in a violent confrontation. The evening of Saturday the 24th of December 1988, 32-year-old Carey Kirby was staying in an upstairs room of a boarding house with his girlfriend, 26-year-old Karen Rothwell. The two were settling in for a quiet night in their room. Fellow boarders Mark Williams and Taitea Tawati, or Tiny, as he was known to his friends, were chatting in a downstairs bedroom. Taitea was affectionately called Tiny because he was a large man. Those who knew him described him as being a gentle giant. Being Christmas Eve, Mark and Tiny had decided to head out to a local pub for a few drinks. The pair knocked on Carey and Karen's door and invited them to come along. Carey and Karen declined, opting to spend the night at home. Mark and Tiny left the boarding house and made their way towards the neighbouring suburb of King's Cross, where the pair entered the Hampton Hotel. The two men spent the night drinking and shooting pool together. After a number of hours at the hotel, the two loaded up with some takeaway drinks and made their way back home to the Crown Street boarding house. Upon returning home, Tiny and Mark knocked on Carey and Karen's door and invited them to join them for drinks in Tiny's bedroom. The four housemates spent the night drinking and rambling until the early hours of Christmas Day. At around 2 a.m, Carey, Karen and Mark returned to their rooms and went to sleep. Tiny, wanting to continue drinking, left the home and made his way into town again. Sunday the 25th of December 1988, at approximately 8 a.m, the wailing of approaching police sirens pierced through the otherwise peaceful Christmas morning. A man sat on the front porch of the Crown Street boarding house, his head in his hands, as he wept inconsolably. It was Tiny, and he was clearly disturbed by an incident that had occurred within the home. During the night, other boarders in the home woke to a commotion coming from Carey and Karen's room. Assuming it to be a domestic altercation, they decided not to intervene. Eventually, it seemed to simmer down, and everyone drifted off to sleep again. In the early hours of the morning, Mark woke again and made his way upstairs to use the bathroom. In the hallway, he noticed a broken, blood-stained table leg. As soon as he had spotted the leg, the bedroom door opened and a familiar face looked back at him. Mark, disturbed by what he saw, made his way quickly back down to his room and frantically began to get dressed. While in his room, the same man that had seen him upstairs entered and confronted him. He lunged at Mark's throat with a large knife, but Mark dodged it and caught the blade to the ear, which almost severed it. Feeling an open window behind him as he lurched backwards, Mark rolled through it and landed on the front porch. He quickly scrambled to his feet and fled along Crown Street. The authorities were alerted, and they made their way to what would be a shocking discovery in the upstairs bedroom. Karen lay dead in a pool of blood. Carrie, naked with multiple knife wounds, stared back at the police, severely injured but still alive. In the hours after Mark, Carrie and Karen had retired to bed, a man had entered the house, armed himself with a table leg and a knife, and made his way upstairs. The intruder forced his way into Carrie and Karen's room and stood over the sleeping couple. Then, raising the table leg, he proceeded to beat Carrie about the head. Carrie woke abruptly and attempted to defend himself from the brutal blows. But after being struck a number of times, he was no match for the attacker, and he received multiple skull fractures. So violent was the attack, the table leg broke as it struck Carrie's skull. All the while, Karen was screaming at the intruder to stop. Upon breaking the table leg, the attacker turned his attention to Karen and lunged at her with a knife. Carrie, with severe head injuries, tried in vain to protect Karen, but in his weakened state, he could offer no assistance. Karen's throat was slashed viciously. So severe were the strikes that she was almost decapitated. Then, while her lifeless body lay on the ground, she was stabbed in the abdomen and chest several times. Carrie, who had now collapsed, became the target as the attacker stood over him and stabbed him 6 times in the stomach. He was left disemboweled and bleeding next to Karen. When the police arrived, they found Tiny sitting on the front porch, crying and screaming, his hands cradling his face. When the police approached him, he uttered 3 words. "I did it." As they made their way inside and upstairs, it would soon become apparent what the gentle giant was claiming responsibility for. Very little explanation has been offered for the events that occurred in the boarding house. Investigations revealed that during their time out in the town, Mark beat Tiny at every game of pool they played, which seemed to annoy him. It was also revealed that during the drinking session in Tiny's room, Carrie and Karen had pressed Tiny for information about his life in New Zealand before coming to Australia, which also had annoyed him. He had also become frustrated when the pair became curious about 2 objects they noticed in his room and quizzed him about them. The objects being a table leg he kept under the bed and a large bowie knife he used as a doorstop. Titea Tiny Tawati pleaded guilty to 2 counts of murder, wounding with intent to murder and malicious wounding. Mark Williams had his ear reattached, and Carrie Kirby died of his wounds shortly after arriving at the hospital. With this episode concludes Season 1 of Felon True Crime. Please do stay tuned in 2017, as Season 2 will commence on the 16th of January and continue with fortnightly episode releases. If you have been enjoying the podcast, please subscribe, rate and review in iTunes or your preferred podcast app. Felon can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/FelonTrueCrime, Twitter at FelonTrueCrime, or Instagram, FelonTrueCrime. Thanks for listening.